107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety. Fransman from the brightly lit studio in Grand Island, Nebraska. Welcome.
Oh, let the whining begin.
Let the whining begin. Start your whining. Every Tuesday morning, it's welcome to your adorable, adoptable pet of the week. Robin Mays is here. Hi, Robin.
Good morning. I am not adoptable.
No. You're adorable.
I think I've been deemed dangerous, though.
You're dangerous, adoptable host, not a non-adoptable. Who are you holding today?
I am holding Sugar today. She's about a five-year-old small poodle, miniature poodle.
Do I sense?
You sense fear?
Do I sense? Can I see her shaking from here?
Yes, you can.
What's her name?
Baby. Sugar.
Sugar.
Just don't know this place yet, do you?
She does not know. We're still getting used to humanoids. Humanoids are a little scary.
Not all humanoids are scary.
Just you.
Just the one that likes fluorescent lighting.
All right.
Why I oughta.
Hey, cutie. Oh, look at her sweet little face. Oh.
Sugar is a poodle.
Sugar
tan
is a
colored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
tan.
Tannish, blondish.
Better diet, good food, trim up. She's supposed to be a little bit more white.
She's got an adorable little nose on her. Look at your cute little
She
nose.
Finds comfort in other dogs. So if her adopter would have another pretty chill small dog, big dogs are scary, small to medium, she would be happy.
Oh, yes.
Interesting. How is she young?
She's between 4 and 5.
He looks younger.
Do you look younger?
She does. She looks good for her age.
Sugar, what do you attribute your youthful look to?
A good skincare routine.
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke and Twinkies.
It's my high anxiety.
All of the
shaking burns calories.
It does.
That's a truth, you know.
Is it? I imagine it is. I think I read that if you go see a scary movie, you actually burn calories. The scarier the movie, the more scared you are, the more calories you burn. I'm just going to assume that's true because it was online.
Because
everything you read online is true.
Everything you hear is true.
And I have a bridge to sell you, too.
This portion of the huge broadcast is brought to you by Pro Team Design, designing your dream into reality for all your screen printing and embroidery needs, free quotes, and superior service. Pro Team Design, check them out on Facebook or ProTeamDesign.com. Look at pictures of, I don't know why I want to keep saying bubbles.
Sugar.
Sugar bubbles.
Check out, the pictures might be a little blurry because she's shaking so much. But you need a faster shutter speed to capture. No, she's not shaking.
No,
that's why we need the lighting.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to take those bulbs out of there one day. And you're going to come in, flip the switch, and nothing will happen.
You're going to come in with those headlamps on.
I will belly laugh.
I got you.
Look at pictures of Sugar in the blog section of 107.7theisland.com. He's actually wearing a Pro Team Design bandana. Bandanimal.
She is wearing. Yes, she looks beautiful in it. You look so pretty, girly. Yes, you are. You're a good girl, aren't you? Yes. So did you guys have some adoptions happen over the weekend?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Right?
We, of the well puppies of that whole lower deal, we have one left. We have one little girl that I really thought would be adopted, one of the first ones, and she's still waiting.
Aww,
she had a potential, and it's good, but they know it's a big decision when you add it'll be a 40, 50-pound dog to your life that they're taking their time to find out.
I wasn't listening, so sorry to change the subject, but I got out of my chair, left my microphone to pet Bubble Sugar, and... And the smell of chocolate was overwhelming. Is that you or is that Sugar?
Chocolate?
I smell chocolate.
Are you hallucinating?
No. Well, it leads me to, why did you name her Sugar?
That was her name.
Oh, it already was her name.
Maybe
she has a natural scent of...
Do you? I did not have chocolate for breakfast.
Of Cocoa Pebbles?
No Count Dracula, Count Chocula, or anything like that.
It was a little like a chocolate cereal or a sugary cereal. Okay. Sugar's adorable, though.
Yes, she's a beauty.
She's very sweet.
She's sweet. And she's just a cuddler. Look at how she likes to cuddle
you.
Well,
and she's used to the volunteers, so she, hangs out with us, follows us around. Mm-hmm. She knows her routine.
Likes people. seems to like people?
When she gets to know you. Mm. Otherwise, she'll run.
I'm kind of like that.
You know, yeah. COVID taught us a lot of like 6 feet.
Yes, yes.
You feel the fight or flight until you get, until you feel comfortable.
Yes, that's it.
COVID taught us a lot. At the facility, does she hang around with other dogs her own size?
Her friend that I brought a couple weeks ago was still there.
Polly?
Polly is still there. So mm-hmm. that's her bestie.
Oh, okay.
Her sister from another mister.
Okay. Are they kind of bonded? Would they go? Yeah.
We would love them to go together, but mm-hmm. as long as they go with someone who has another dog that will allow them to learn from them and kind of cling to them and understand and be who are willing to teach.
Be their new best friend.
They will be just fine.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
How much does sugar weigh?
Probably about 12 pounds, I'm guessing.
How much does a dog like that eat? I have no idea.
You know, we get those little individual servings. She does one in the morning, one in the evening.
Like a half a cup?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, about. And her teeth are disgusting. I was telling Laura about it. Teeth are disgusting, as that's usually when a breeder releases that...
they don't care for them.
Not the teeth are not important, which we all know they are. It can cause a lot of heart issues and things. So we gotta
look at you.
We gotta get a dental, but the spay was first. Dental's next, unless your new adopter comes, and in that case, we'll let them make sure they get it done. But
we need to get done. I like the way he looks at you. You can see a tiny bit of the white in the eyes. Very human-like expressions.
Yes, hello, hello.
I do have pictures of Sugar in the blog section of 1077theisland.com. Don't go anywhere. More with your adorable adoptable pet of the week and voice for companion animals next on the huge broadcast. Begin the day with the friendly
voice. Hello! Waking up with Franz Man, one-man party in the morning on the island.
Voice for Companion Animals is a nonprofit based out of GI, striving to keep pets in their home with their caring owner. They also offer up amazing pets available for adoption, like Sugar. Sugar, the shaky Helen Keller dog.
Oh, come on. There you go. Oh, yeah. She'll cling. She clings with her legs.
Oh, yes.
Her paws.
Oh, she's hugging me.
There you go.
She's hugging me. She's a hugger. Yes.
That's adorable.
Yes.
This is not the first time you brought in a dog that looks like a stuffed animal.
No.
It's a living, breathing stuffed animal.
Speaking of, I will need to visit you later on in the week when it gets closer to Halloween.
Yes.
Because we need to bring in a special visitor.
Yeah.
For Halloween.
Whenever you want.
Okay.
Do you have a special costume for Franz to wear?
You know, I don't think we have any big enough. We have a shark.
I'm trying to think of what I would want to dress as, and there's nothing.
We have a couple hot dog costumes.
Oh, there you go.
Taco.
Big hot dog.
I was reading a study to switch gears again. You ever see a dog that appears to be smiling?
Yes.
Yes.
It's not your imagination. One veterinary behavior specialist said it's not all dogs do it. But the ones that do it, it's actually a smile, and it's accompanied by tail wagging.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that was interesting because many times in our lives you have a relationship with an animal and you think, I feel like they're smiling at me. Well, if you feel that way, it's true.
The tail gives them away.
Yeah.
The tail definitely gives them away.
Sometimes this behavior specialist said sometimes they do it when they've done something wrong.
Uh-huh.
How devious is that? I did something wrong. I'm sorry about the pyramid I left on the carpet, but now I'm going to smile at you.
Won't that make it all better?
They also said, in closing, they don't smile at other animals or other dogs. It's only humans they have that expression with. Really? I just thought that was really interesting. I was wondering what you thought of that.
Well, and I think they're trying to learn from us. They watch our cues, and they're trying to learn from us, and they want to please so bad. I can see some breeds in particular trying to make their humans happy by being more human.
Isn't that interesting?
That's just from the ones we've seen going through our building and doing this for the last how many 20 some years. that you just see some that want to please so bad that they almost take on a little bit of human characteristics of...
That's wild, isn't it?
You know, they're childlike, and you know, you think of kids, I want to please my... You know, please my parents. And
pets are the best. I mean, that's their whole life mission is to make you happy.
Yeah, that
and
is.
And get treats.
Yeah.
And it's, they have it's short interesting lives. With all the vocal sounds cats can make and dogs can make. It's I don't know that we want them to talk, but I'm surprised that they don't really talk. Especially cats, don't they have a greater vocal range?
They have Mine a greater does. Vocabulary.
Yeah.
Than,
they make more sounds than dogs, I
yes,
think.
Yes. They have a very good vocabulary, and no, I would not want to know what some of the shelter cats are saying to us. Because when we're late with their breakfast,
they let
I
you have it,
can
they?
Imagine the language that they use.
Do you ever ask yourself the question, like, how, and this is specifically about cats, how friendly and affectionate would they be toward you if you weren't their main supplier of food? Say they suddenly, God gave them a pill they don't have to eat for the rest of their lives. Will they still seek you out and rub their face against your
I'm going to say not as much.
Isn't that sad?
They're definitely food motivated.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. But definitely. They're very independent.
And that's kind of what I like about them. It's like indifference. I'm just, they're the epitome needy. Of indifference. You're here? Great. You're gone? Great. You're homesick? Really? Don't you have someplace to go?
Soft food? That's fine.
Yeah.
Wet food? I'll eat that.
So what's your next project or event that's coming up?
Oh my gosh. Well, we're still doing, I didn't bring the flyer again, Dashing for Donuts.
Dashing for Donuts
with the Y.
That's going to be
a lot of fun. And we have Giving Tuesday coming up in December, which is just our online giving event, a little bit like Go Big Give. But
is that right after Thanksgiving?
Right after Thanksgiving, like December 2nd. Is it Tuesday after Thanksgiving?
Okay, gotcha.
Remind us of that, and I'm going to hold you to us getting a second visit from you this week.
Oh, yes. You will, by Halloween, hint, hint.
Look, if I have to dress like a taco, I will, but I prefer not to.
I will be bringing a visitor who will, you do not have to dress up, but this visitor is going to.
Oh, is this the big visitor? That was dancing in our parking lot?
You know, that wasn't, but it could be. Maybe that one will bring the other visitor.
Ah, so we have a guest star day.
Two.
Just like Mickey Mouse Club, we have a guest star day.
This is very, very exciting.
Did Captain Kangaroo have one, too?
I don't know.
I can't remember if he did. Romper Room? I don't know.
Romper Room had the magic mirror. I see Robin. I see Fransman.
Right. I liked Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, too.
Oh,
the land
yes.
of make-believe. I would rather live there.
I do, in my head. All right, Robin, thank you for everything you do. Pass that thank you on to all of your volunteers.
I will. They are amazing, as usual.
They are. They are.
We appreciate every single one.
You guys do a spectacular job.
They are phenomenal, every one of them.
Yeah, they follow the leader.
Well,
you're their leader.
That'll get you in the end.
That's always a surprise.
Yeah. Really? Is that smart?
Friends, man. There's a party going on right here. Waking up with Friends, man. One man party in the morning. It's a celebration. 107.7 The Island.